Well, there are so many other things that could be said about getting started growing in Christ Jesus, and there's no way to cover it all in one CD. I would like to add just a few thoughts here at the end of things that I believe are pretty important that if you want to really get serious about growing in Christ, you need to consider these things, but I won't elaborate on them too much. One of them is worship. If you're not involved in worshiping God in a good Bible-believing church, you're not going to grow much. I urge you, find a church where they believe the Bible, where the Bible is taught, the Bible is preached, and the Lord Jesus Christ is exalted, and get involved. Get involved in Bible study. Go to Sunday school. Go to worship. When it's time to sing, sing. Don't sit there. So many Christians, when it's time to worship God, they just sit there. Don't just sit there. Worship God. You don't worship God by sitting there. You worship God by singing, praising God. Worship is an outward expression of something that's in your heart. Yes, it's good to adore God, and you can do that privately and quietly, but there's a time to worship God. And so I encourage you, sing. Now, you may say, well, I can't carry a tune. Well, just sing anyway. God likes it, and other people really appreciate it too, believe it or not. You may have been teased before by someone saying, whatever happens, don't you ever sing in public, or you may have sung sometime, and people said, hey, don't quit your day job, that kind of thing. And that kind of teasing will be used by Satan to rob you of worship, and you'll be afraid to worship because you're afraid it's offensive, or you're going to offend somebody, or you're going to embarrass yourself, or something like that, and Satan has robbed you of worship. I want to encourage you, go to church and really worship God. Learn how to worship Him. Another thing that I would encourage you to do is learn how to do spiritual warfare. You have an enemy. All of us who are in Christ Jesus have an enemy, Satan. And he has his demons. And they're not just standing by letting us do whatever we want to do for Christ. They're going to resist us. We have an enemy. And God has given us weapons to overcome our spiritual enemies. I have a set of CDs on spiritual warfare. I've mentioned that before. I encourage you to get that set and learn how to do effective spiritual warfare. It will be a key factor in your becoming a successful Christian, and you whipping doubt and discouragement and whipping fear and anxiety and worry and all those kinds of things that Satan will whip you with, you can overcome if you know how to use the weapons God has given you. So learn how to do spiritual warfare. Another thing I would encourage you about is talking with others about Christ. It's good to talk to all kinds of people about Christ. Certainly it's good to talk to other Christians about Christ because we know they'll appreciate it and they'll join with us and they'll rejoice with us and be excited with us when we've learned something from the Bible or when we had a wonderful experience at church or whatever it might be. But there's also a time to talk to unbelievers about Christ, and sometimes they don't react so well. I would encourage you to be prepared for a little persecution. It does come the way of Christians. God said we could expect it in His Word. He says it in more than one place, that we can expect fiery trials, we can expect to be persecuted. And by the way, as you might have guessed, I have a CD to help you get ready to deal with fiery trials when they come your way in persecution. Most of the persecution you'll probably face will be just people maybe laughing at you, maybe ridiculing you a little bit, maybe calling you a hypocrite, those kinds of things. They're not too difficult to deal with, even though none of us like to be called those things. We know they did a lot worse to our Lord Jesus, and so it's a minor thing if somebody ridicules us or teases us or laughs at us a little bit. But you can learn how to handle persecution, learn to expect it. But when you do talk to others, sometimes it's a good idea to say, you know, the Lord's just been so good to me, and then share something that He's done for you and give Him the praise for it. And when an unbeliever hears that, it can be pretty powerful. And when you're going through a tough time, and we all go through tough times, there's no way to get around it. When you go through a tough time, that's a good time to let unbelievers see that Jesus Christ is giving you a joy and a peace that passes all understanding, as the Bible says, a peace that the world can't give you. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful testimony when people who are not Christians know that you're going through a tough time. and a tough time that would get them thoroughly down. They would be depressed. They would despair. They would be thoroughly discouraged and maybe fearful and worried and anxious. And they see you with a peace and a strength. And then you verbally acknowledge that you wouldn't have that peace if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. You wouldn't have that strength if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a powerful witness to an unbeliever. So don't be ashamed to mention Jesus from time to time in your conversation with unbelievers. It can be a very powerful witness. Of course, if we're truly Christians, we will not be ashamed of Jesus. And he said, if you are ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you. So if you really do know him and you really know all he's done for you, you're not going to want to hang on to him with one hand and the world with another. There's some people that pretend to be Christians who are kind of trying to give lip service when they're in church to the fact that they're serving Jesus, but when they're out there in the world, they're just acting like the rest of the world, and they don't want anybody to know they're a Christian. Well, they're probably not Christians. A real Christian is going to want to please his Lord Jesus Christ, and he's not going to be ashamed of Jesus when he's out there in public. So don't be ashamed of him, and just know that sometimes people will laugh and people will ridicule, and you don't have to feel like you're obligated to keep preaching to them. Just let them know where you stand. You don't have to feel like you've got to go after them very aggressively. You don't. Just let God be your guide and the Holy Spirit show you how you're supposed to live your life in front of unbelievers. Speaking of that, let me say just a word or two about the importance of learning how to listen to God. This can be a very confusing issue because a lot of people go around saying, God told me this, God told me that, God told me this. And what they're really saying is every thought that comes into their mind, they're attributing it to God. And sometimes God's not the one who gave them that thought. But every Christian does need to learn how to listen to God. Now, that's something you develop over a period of time. At first, when you're a young Christian, you don't know how to listen to God as well as you will when you've been a Christian for many years. One of the keys to learning how to listen to God is spending enough time in His Word, studying His Word, learning His Word, that you begin to get to know really well what God is like and the kinds of things that God stands for and the kinds of things God wants us to do and the kinds of things God doesn't want us to do. And as you get more and more sensitive to Him over a period of time, you will begin to learn when you hear just a thought in your mind. It's like a prompting, some people call it, a prompting of the Spirit, just an inner thought that God's saying to you, you need to do this, or you need to stop doing that. And He'll just kind of direct you in little quiet ways, just a still small voice down deep inside, this nudging of the Spirit, this prompting of the Spirit. And you'll learn to listen to Him as time goes on. When you first start learning to listen to God, I would suggest you get counsel from wise people. Here again, your mentor, your spiritual mentor, this person you're spending time with to help you grow in Christ, they will be able to help you a lot. Because if you sense God might be saying something to you, you can say, you know, I feel like God may be saying this to me, and they can help you recognize whether that's the voice of God or whether it's just your own thoughts or maybe even something much worse. So learning how to listen to God is very important, and God wants us to listen to Him. Spend time just learning to listen to Him. And when you hear that little prompting inside, pay attention to Him and listen and think it through and see if God's not trying to lead you in a direction very personally and very specifically. Learn how to listen to God. Talk to your mentor about that. One other thing I would encourage you to do in this matter of spiritual growth, and that is learn how to distinguish things that are important from things that are urgent. Think about that. There are an awful lot of things in life that seem to be so very urgent. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to go over here. We've got to come to this. We've got to go to that meeting. We've got to do this. We've got to take care of this responsibility. And we get covered up with these urgent things in our lives. And if we're not careful, the things that seem so urgent will crowd out things that are really very important. We will not take time to study the Bible. We will not take time to worship God. We will not take time to pray. We will not take time to do the things that God gave us to do, the responsibilities, and to do them well, because we're covered up with things that are urgent. there's a time to sit back and say, you know, I've got a lot of urgent things in my life, but there's some things that are so important that I'm not going to leave them undone. I'm going to do the important things and then let the urgent things come in as best they can, but I'm not going to leave out the most important things. There are people who have blown the relationship with their families because they were concentrating on the urgent instead of the important. There are people who've messed up their lives horrendously because they were so busy with things that were urgent that they left out the things that were important. Don't let that happen to you. Spend time doing the things that are important, that you know God puts high on the list of priorities, the important things, and let the urgent things take care of themselves. Finally, let me just say a brief word about spiritual gifts. God has given you a gift. If you're truly a Christian, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit has come in your life and He has given you a gift, and He wants you to use that gift to edify and strengthen and bless the body of Christ, other Christians. He wants you to use it to bring glory to Him, and He wants you to use it to bring great joy and satisfaction and peace to your own life. I want to urge you to figure out what your spiritual gift is. You say, how do I do that? Well, once again, as you might have guessed, I have a set of CDs, four of them as a matter of fact, that will give you a thorough discussion of this matter of spiritual gifts. If you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to listen to that set of CDs, learn what your spiritual gift is, and begin to use it to glorify God. God wants you to grow. He wants you to become more like Jesus. He wants you to become strong. He doesn't want you to be like most everybody in your life. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to grow. If you will listen to Him, if you will follow Him, you'll look back one day with great joy and great thrill, knowing that God has used you for His glory, and you'll have no regrets.